First of all, hi. Second of all, can we just not? So, you're listening to another episode of Blacklight. And this is the first episode where it's just me. Usually I don't like casts like this, so I'm going to do it in very short snippets so that you don't get tired of my voice. So the first thing I want to talk about is Black Panther. Now that the incredible hype has died down, I feel like I can finally talk about it. It's been a really exciting moment for Marvel fans as well as African Americans, and for a while, I was not happy about this. And it's probably a problem that is rooted in my childhood. Because, you see, I was bullied by black people. I know that sounds kind of weird, so here's a setup. I went to a predominantly white school district, had predominantly white friends, and when middle school hit, I did not fit in with the black crowd, because I didn't really grow up with them. So my best friend was white, and that was a problem for some black folks there. One particular girl, and we have since talked and worked things out a bit, so I also feel more comfortable talking about this. So maybe I'm a little bitter towards the overall black community. In fact, I admitted to people last week that I was almost afraid of them. Someone thought, oh, well, that's just the internalized racism of you being afraid of other black people. And I said, no, it's kind of the opposite. Black folks internalize racist ideas such as white people only sound like this, white folks only have white friends, blah, 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 the lists go on. So it's their internalized racism that made me afraid. Not because I was subjected to some sort of unconscious bias of brown skin, but because they rejected me. And I avoid rejection. So I avoided black people. I knew that as soon as I opened my mouth, I would be judged instantly. And not in a good way. More like in a, oh, this girl's trying to be white way, or this girl is totally insincere because she sounds entirely too proper way. And it bothered me. And thank God for college. College and the years following introduced me to black folks who were actually open to being my friend. Surprise! They didn't judge me for the way I talked or the things that I liked. They just liked me for me. And now that I've moved from my home state, it's been much harder to find new relationships with brown women. Or brown guys, in that case. And I realize now that I have a long way to go. I was in South Carolina the majority of my life. And now that I'm in Alabama, it's going to take a long time to really develop good friendships with people of all races. But my still, I guess, very tender feelings about being bullied by other black people, it will take some time to get used to the idea of being a friend to another black girl. Thankfully, there are organizations like Emerge that have really opened my eyes to a new community of women that I can look up to who happen to look like me, which is super awesome. And it's forcing me to interact with them and get personal with them, which means being vulnerable and having to let them hear me speak, which is hard. The first couple of times I did it, I felt weird. I felt uncool, and the people that I met seemed very leery of me, but probably because I'm new, not because I sound like an old white woman from New York, as someone told me many, many years ago. So that's my thing. That is why when Black folks all over the country and even all over the world embraced Black Panther, I was ticked. I thought, this is the kind of stuff I've been geeking out over for years. And there was probably a time where you would have made fun of me for it. So now all of a sudden you want to adopt Black Panther, even though he's already been in another Marvel movie and I've been tracking this picture for the last couple of years. It stung. It still stings a bit, but part of my excitement over the movie is the historical nature of it. This is the first really successful superhero movie starring a Black person. And the very idea that there will be kids who dress up as Black Panther for Halloween, there will be a lot more cosplayers at Dragon Con as Black Panther. The idea that I was present for something so historic in an incredibly positive way makes me uber delighted. At Dragon Con especially, the costumes have already been incredible with the Black Panther universe and comics, so I am expecting a full troop of Dora Milaje in the parade. If it doesn't happen, I may protest. We'll see. I'll be so excited if that happened, though. I may actually Google that now, just to see if there is a group possibly forming for the Dragon Con parade Labor Day weekend. We'll see. I know at least there will be a lot more costumes that reflect the new MCU Black Panther, and for that I'm super excited. Even if it's just a handful of people, it's going to be really cool. So that was my issue with Black Panther. And deep down, just like every other brown person in this country and literally around the world, I am pumped. I am pumped that there is something that was Black-led, Black-starred, that didn't get panned. It had all of the financial support that it needed from Marvel to be successful. I really think Marvel understood the importance of this movie to the Black community, and also the importance of it being the last movie before the end of the current MCU. They knew that this would be the last movie before the big Avengers, and I think they realized, okay, this has to be really good. And as I've mentioned before on social media, there's been a really good progression of quality in the MCU. Even though my favorite is still probably the original Iron Man, there is a distinct quality difference in some of the more recent Marvel movies that made me totally unsurprised that Black Panther was awesome. So that's it. I'm going to be doing these in about 10-minute segments. So I'd love to hear your feedback. I want to see your pictures, as long as they aren't Coming to America cosplay, because that is not Black Panther at all. But if you have pictures of your kids, of yourself in front of the movie posters, I want to see them. I need links, because I need to continue to immerse myself in the awesome feeling that I had in what feels like ages ago, but was only a couple of months ago. All right, folks. This was my first attempt at a solo-only podcast for Blacklight, and I appreciate you guys.